listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read you a simple and short verse from 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 10. And talk to you about the idea of David resting with his fathers. Here's the verse, 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 10. So David rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. So is described the death of one of the great men of the Bible, David, the son of Jesse, the king of Israel. That phrase, rested with his fathers, is commonly used throughout 1 and 2 Kings to describe the passing of a king from this world. In David's case, it was certainly valid. Truly, King David passed from this life to eternal rest and reward. This marked the end of the earthly life of one of the greatest men to ever walk this earth. As it says in another place, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, so he died in a good old age, full of days and riches and honor. Now, in David's life, there were a few scandals and many problems, but we hear not a word of them at the end of his life, and fairly so, for at least two reasons. First, he had genuinely repented and made peace with God for his prior sins. Look, we all know of David's infamous liaison with Bathsheba, but we should also know that this was the last of this kind of sin mentioned with David. You see, evidence this is that he truly repented. Second, though such scandals and problems were true of David, it would be unfair to characterize his life as a whole by those things. None of us wants to be judged only by our worst moments, and it would be wrong to so judge King David. It's much better to think of David's life as it really was, not ignoring his sins, but seeing the full picture. I like what Alan Redpath said about David regarding this point. I'll quote him right here. He was a shepherd, a soldier, an outlaw, a king, a fugitive, a sinner, a saint, a poet. His experiences were the writing of God on his life, making him into a man after God's own heart. Or to quote another older commentator, Adam Clark, he said this, quote, in general, he lived well, and it is most evident that he died well. And as a king, a general, a poet, a father, a friend, he has had few equals and no superior from his own time to the present day. From one perspective, you could say that David's reign as a king was a disaster. He suffered from a dark scandal during his reign, and he suffered under repeated family crises, under an attempted insurrection from his own son, and under another civil war, and he suffered from 3 years of famine. Now, in contrast to David, his son Solomon's reign seemed perfect. Solomon enjoyed a reign of peace and great prosperity and prominence and even glory. Yet the Bible has nothing but praise for David and his reign, reflected in passages like Psalm 89, verse 20, Isaiah 55, verses 3 and 4, Romans chapter 1, verse 3, and even Revelation chapter 22, verse 16. In contrast, Solomon is barely mentioned in the rest of the scriptures, and when he is, it's almost in a backhanded way, such as in Matthew chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, and Matthew chapter 12, verse 42. The difference between David and Solomon was found in their different relationships with God. David's passion in life was simply to be with God. You'll find that in Psalm 84, verse 10. While Solomon's passion was personal improvement. You'll find that in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 through 15. we can also say that David endured to the end, loving and serving God, even in the final chapters of his life, while Solomon forsook God in his later years. Look, Solomon knew a lot about God. He knew a lot about everything. But David was a true follower of God, a man after God's own heart. In this manner, don't be caught as a Solomon instead of a David. Pursue the Lord more than personal improvement itself. God will move in your life, and when it's all said and done, you will rest and be gathered unto your fathers.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.